Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21? You are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you, as always, not live, from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I am your host, Johnny Midas.
And I am Angel El Fumo Solorio.
Johnny Midas and El Fumo, and we are smoking the Trinidad Espiritu number 3. So they came out with the original and then the number 2. This is the number 3. This is an Altadis product. And what's super cool is we're kind of doing a comparer.
Yeah.
This is a San Andres wrapper with Nicaraguan binder and filler, just like the Rocky that we smoked last week.
Right.
So let's see how they blended those regions.
The Rocky was really good.
Yeah. And great price point. Mm-hmm. This retails for $13.29 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster. I've got my cello off just to show off. This is a really good looking stick. It's got a light tooth and it's like milk chocolate.
Yeah, it's a milk chocolate very brown. Nice, dark, chocolatey looking wrapper. Yeah. That's great presentation.
It really is. And then, as usual, they killed it on the bands. I love the colors.
I just think it's too much band, man.
Yeah, yeah. You've got the double band, as usual. I'm all holding it like behind the screen.
Yeah, they can't see.
Hey, let me hold it up here.
That's the cigar.
There we go. I love the colors on the back. Yeah. It's super cool. Here's what's interesting though. Like, see the cactus?
Yeah.
There's like is that a saguaro? I think that's a saguaro cactus.
Saguaro, yeah. Really common around the Southwest.
Yeah. And then some other stuff. But the presentation is great. Now yours is still in the cello and great presentation, including a retailer barcode. So that helps out the retailers. Gorgeous stick. This is a 6x54 box press. You could tell, you know, with a box press, like when this expands and turns around, it's going to be a fairly decent sized ring gauge. So that is what we are smoking, and we should start smoking it.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what this is about.
Let's get this cigar clipped. And the official cutting, as always, is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. Nice t-shirt.
Yeah.
The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobaccos are highlighted in the original Jacked cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And, of course, their latest offerings, Twisted and Shout 2, The War Pig. And don't forget to try the Boots on the Ground series. We've tried a couple of those on the show. I think the Thin Red Line, the Thin Green Line, the only Candela in Johnny Midas's personal humidor. It is that good. FatBoyCigars.com, and they just opened a lounge up in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, congratulations. So, just over the weekend.
Yeah, big, big shout out to those guys. Looks like that opening weekend was a big success. So
too bad we couldn't be there.
Yeah. So you guys are awesome. Check out FatBoyCigars.com. Welcome to the Fat Boys world. Mm-hmm. Double guillotine, open-ended craftsman's bench. And you have got the ring gauge
Vertigo
double guillotine as well. And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. And we are going to do the hand job next. Let me just pack that cigar down. And
not a lot of dog.
I got a decent amount.
Dude, I just can't get over how gorgeous this wrapper is.
This is a beautiful cigar. This is like, you know, if you look up cigar in like the encyclopedia or something,
it's this one.
It's this one. Like,
and it smells so good, just like as is.
Yeah, it smells like a barnyard, like any good cigar. Mm. All right, cold draw.
Yeah, try that. It's probably the most flavorful cold draw I've ever had.
So there's licorice in there for sure. And then what is that?
There's a sweet something.
Yeah, definitely. Sweet licorice and a little bit of passion fruit and a touch of allspice. Very interesting. the draw is good. We'll see if that changes. Box presses always change for me. Usually they loosen up. Sometimes they tighten up. So we'll see. But let's get this sucker lit. And the official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee, which we are currently enjoying.
Yes, we finally got it.
I've got the display out here. We are smoking the Mexican, which is fantastic.
We're smoking it?
We are drinking the Mexican. You're the smoking Mexican. Yeah. We are drinking Mexican coffee. But I also highlighted this. So Teresa sells these as well.
Nice.
And this is like a reusable K-cup.
Yeah.
If you want to use these in your Keurig, you can.
Yeah.
So she sells these at all her events.
Nice.
Sort of like, you know, like me, I'm lazy, like the Keurig.
Yeah, dude, it is the greatest.
It's not really a laziness thing. It's I only need one cup of coffee.
Right. So quick and convenient.
I'll do a French press or even a basket drip sometimes just to get the perfect cup of coffee, but I'll throw 80% of it away. You know?
Yeah.
So that's the main reason, like the Keurig. 2C Premium Coffee, keep your day fueled with delicious hand-selected beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, Mexico, and around the world. 2C Premium Coffee utilizes continual roasting, so you're always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. In other words, they basically roast on demand, right? So you don't have to worry about dipping into some warehouse for two-year-old stale roasted coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us, 2cpremium.com. And I'm lighting up with my Johnny Midas Cold Bar. This is
Costco.
A single flame. We single-handedly caused the rush on the gold bars in Costco just from this podcast.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored. Single flame, soft flame, and you've got the traditional single flame torch.
Yeah. DBL torch.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat this cigar with the love and respect that it deserves, and it will return the favor. And we are in the Rocket Patel Cigar Lounge at Davidus Cigars, Westminster, Maryland.
Right.
I'm kind of hoping some of the background noise shows up. You know, this is the environment. We're smoking in a lounge and loving every minute of it. So we get a little ambiance. You know, I like the cloistered thing, but it's also like unrealistic for most people.
Right.
You know, so I like the atmosphere, you know, the cigar life.
Yeah.
Hashtag cigar lifestyle.
Yep.
Okay. So we got this lit and going. I got a little spot here I want to touch up. Actually, can I use your torch for that? I need a really super surgical.
And this thing's like a little nutty right off the bat.
Yes, I noticed. And you know what it is specifically? It is, what is the name of that nut?
Mexican nut tree nut.
Piñon.
No idea.
Yeah, piñon, Mexican tree nut. Yeah, tastes like piñon, pine nuts. All right, let's see what else we've got here.
By the way, real quick, I want to point out, check this out. So I have a satin wrapper here,
mm-hmm.
and then a matte wrapper up here.
Oh, that's interesting. As the leaf wraps around.
Yeah.
I like it. So... yeah, mine is pretty much matte, except the cap, which might be for my slobber. So my first comment is, this is probably 50% stronger than the Rocky.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah. This is a Nicaraguan binder on Nicaraguan filler, what I would expect.
This is a punch in the gut.
Yes.
We're
right. Punch. Well, of course, this is known as a strong cigar mm-hmm. from the very first one.
To quote Austin Powers, we like to live life dangerously. We have not eaten, and we're smoking a strong-ass cigar.
I've hardly eaten anything today, but we are drinking our delicious 2C Premium Coffee. And I will say that this is definitely a black coffee pairing cigar.
Yeah.
This goes great with coffee.
By the way, this pairing was unintentional, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just drinking the coffee because it's good.
Right.
But...
it's so good. And this is a Mexican coffee with the Mexican cigar. So,
oh, nice.
That's what I'm saying. Mexican it was unintentional.
Yeah. No, that was unintentional. But this is definitely a cigar to pair with coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It goes great.
Dude, this is great. I know I would smoke it for breakfast. Of course, I would smoke any Maduro for breakfast.
Okay, there is a little vegetal. There is not. I have zero spice, which I would expect from Nicaragua.
Right.
I don't have that. A lot of strength. Definitely have nuts in there. Yeah.
And cedar.
And then I think this is coming from the San Andres, but there is a sweet dirt or sweet earth component in there. And with, you know, that little mineral taste that you get in earth.
That's right.
I'd say this is really good. I think right now, the only thing that I would say, you know, caution is like, it is really strong.
Yeah.
So other than that, you know, so it kind of, I'm not retrohaling.
Oh, I am.
You know, I'll probably start.
Like I said, I like to live life dangerously. I would say medium full, closer to full.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Ooh. I got a little bit of chocolate on that one when I retrohaled it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. I still haven't gotten it.
Weird. Well, I don't really expect a chocolatey flavor from a San Andres wrapper. The flavors that I've gotten so far, I think are expected. But
yeah. Like you said, so to take note right there, it's rounded off near the burn line.
Mm-hmm.
Still holding the shape about an inch down.
I'll tell you what, this does get points for just how it looks.
Yeah, dude, this is...
Now, the I didn't bring the box out. I kind of failed everybody there, but it's your typical, you know, traditional flip-top wooden box with, like, the paper hinge. Mm-hmm. A lot of Altidus products come like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good-looking. The, you know, the color scheme carries through, but it's also, you know, not even close to, like, the Disciple, the V23 CAO. That was a gorgeous box. And then what did we have before that? The Year of the Dread. Like, all of these boxes are, like, fucking knocked out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get to this one. It's like, man, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad box, but it's definitely.
Yeah, but it benefits the smoker.
It does. It does. Yeah, so because.
That, so we got to point that out. There's a reason it benefits the smoker.
Keeps the prices approachable.
That's right. I would imagine if they went with a fancy box, this would be a $15 stick and not a $13 stick.
Do you think I need to blend this part of my hair in? I don't know what to do with it.
You got to do the comb over.
Comb over? You think so?
You're going to be a new style.
Whatever I do, it's usually about 2 months before everyone's doing it. Everybody copies Johnny Mike's. I mean, give it like 2 weeks and Justin Bieber will look exactly like this.
By the way, is this a cigar review, not a hair review?
I can't help it. I'm good looking, man. All right, so... Let's talk about socials. A couple new subscribers on YouTube. So welcome to the tribe. Let's see. Let's go through my email. I have an email. And you can email me at burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. And spasm29, welcome to the tribe. Brian Sandlin, welcome to the tribe. Glad you're following us on YouTube for everybody else out there.
Shout out, Brian.
Brian. Jump on. Yeah. Like, subscribe, share, do all that good stuff. You know, we're putting on a show. So sometimes we're a little cocky and stuff, but in real life, we're really trying to serve you guys and provide you with something that's entertaining and cool, but also meaningful. And, you know, hopefully you get some real stuff.
Hey, listen, in the multiverse, we're the number one cigar podcast.
There is a universe where that is true.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There's even a universe where we get paid
to
a podcast. All right. What else have we got? Your account will soon require multi-factor authentication. Nobody cares about that.
I think everybody ignores that in their personal life.
Spotify for podcasters. You have got one new responses. Let's see what is going on here. So just a reminder, we're on all the programs. If you are on Spotify, if you click on an episode and scroll to the bottom, it says what was smoking about this episode with our apologies to the mask. You can answer that question. Most people respond with, this is the best podcast in the world and El Fumo is sexy or something similar. I'm lying. It's always Johnny Midas. But anyway, so no, it doesn't look like we have a new one. They lied to me. Or maybe someone deleted it.
YouTube, that's our big home now.
Yeah, it's picking up. I think the point of it, I think I know why, because people can see the cigar. I think that's the whole point.
Yeah, I think that helps. And my face. What else have we got going on? We would love your opinion. Fuck you. I think that's about it. So you can also go to Linktree/Burnline Podcast mm-hmm. and get links to everything. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. And then I'm streaming on RSS.com if you just want the audio, as well as all of those, like, you know.
Wherever you get your noise from.
Where you get your noise, we're on there. So check it out.
We're spamming the internet.
We are spamming the internet. And, of course, reach out to us, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and let us know what you want to hear about on the show, what you liked, what you didn't like, et cetera, because we really want to make this your show.
Oh, we're not on Audible. I just realized that.
We are not on Audible.
That's a weird, like, subscription
thing. Yeah, and we're not on Amazon.
Which is both. It's whatever. Weird. They live in two different apps. Yeah. So we're not on Amazon products. So
yeah.
I don't think anybody's cool on Amazon products.
They're so not cool. We couldn't. We're like, I can't. I will not sacrifice the brand for reach. What else is going on? Oh, I'm wearing my Omega Seamaster 007 version.
I'm wearing my digital Bluetooth watch, smartwatch.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. So for the emails, we got one here. I'm not going to read it because it's not really to read on the show. But basically, they're talking about what do I do about this clown that's in the lounge, and they feel trapped because I just have the one lounge to go to. And there's this one person, and I want to punch them in the throat. And so we will use that as the tobacco stick.
Perfect.
How about that?
All right.
I like it.
Break or no break?
Not yet.
Okay. We'll jump right into it.
18 minutes in.
All right. So perfect.
Hold on to that. We'll keep smoking the cigar. Okay. We'll do talking to Steve.
All right.
Good.
All right.
Well, I usually do it at like 20. Yeah, I'll edit that out. So. We are smoking the Trinidad Espiritu number 3. This is the box press Toro. It comes in a few different vitolas.
Yeah.
This is a 6x54. Mm. By the way, this is a stinky cigar. This will make your clothes smell.
Yeah, it will.
But in a good way, this has a San Andres Maduro wrapper. This is a gorgeous cigar. It is just beautiful. Binder and filler are Nicaraguan and retails for $13.29 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland.
Reminds me of the farm on the Rockies.
Yeah, tell me more.
It's so weird. So when I would visit my grandparents in Mexico, they legit live on the mountain. It's fucking awesome as shit. Literally see a volcano on the front.
Oh, the Rockies go all the way into Mexico?
Well, yeah, remember Rockies go through Mexico and then it turns into the Andes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like all connected.
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. What state is that then?
Jalisco.
So. Oh, they're in Jalisco. Okay.
Yeah.
Where so your grandparents? Gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So your grandparents are in Jalisco, so they have a farm up in the Rockies.
No, they don't. The neighbor does.
Neighbor does.
And when I was a kid, I would go work on the farm with them just for fun because it was actually fun to do. Yeah. No cell phones back in the day. You know,
right.
We did shit. So
that sounds fun, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Mexican Rockies farm.
Dude, yeah. Kid. You can see they're literally mile high. Fuck Denver. This is more than a mile high.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then you can see the volcano. I forget the name of it, but you can see the volcano. It's actually in the state of Colima. That's how fucking high up you are. You can see almost the whole state away. Yeah. Wow. You can see the volcano. Well, anyways, this smells just like the farm.
Yeah, it does. It does. Not that I have experience with that farm, but like that barnyard.
Right. This is reminding me of.
And then it has got this delicious, sweet mineral earth, I think, from the wrapper. Like that
pasture smell.
It does, yeah. And then nuts.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about this, super strong, I would bet that we've got some Esteli Ligero in here, based on the taste and strength. But interestingly, I don't have any spice yet.
No, I don't. We might not get any.
I don't know.
I think this is going to be like one of those straight, robust smokes.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, I associate spice and Nicaragua.
They do make spicy tobacco there. It's not all, obviously. And there's multiple regions, but especially the Esteli tobacco. They make some really spicy tobacco there. So, yeah, strong, mid-full on the full side.
Yeah, I really love that secondhand smoke. It's stinky, but I love that smell.
It is. It's good. It smells, but it is going to, yeah, it's totally going to wreck the clothes, but it does smell good. Yeah, this kind of, I don't know, man, this almost feels like, I don't know, like a ranch TV show, like a TV show about a ranch or something. Like if you were on the back porch.
Yellowstone, but Mexican Yellowstone.
Mexican Yellowstone, yeah. Hey, man, you're onto $1 million idea there. There we go. Call that guy.
Ooh,
you're a fucking cowboy show.
Hey, Taylor Sheridan, call me.
Hey, Taylor, because we're on a first name basis.
Yeah.
So I'll call him this weekend.
That's right.
I got his digits. Yeah, we should have him on the show.
Should.
All right. So that's kind of where we're at with the cigar. And I'm like an inch in, you're maybe a little further.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we go to break? And when we come back, we will do the tobacconist tip of the week.
Sounds good.
Don't go away.
I can't peg the flavor though, like the other stuff. I'm getting the pine nuts, the nutmeg, a little hint of nutmeg, not a whole lot, and then earth. I'm not getting a whole lot.
There's a little bit of like cloves and allspice in the background, like baking spice.
I can't get the spices though. I get the cloves.
And now your tobacconist tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast. The most awesomest cigar podcast in the history of history. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and with me is El Fumo, and we are smoking the Trinidad Espiritu No. 3 from Alderdy Cigars. We are smoking the 6x54 box-pressed Toro, which retails for $13.29 here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, and it is time for our tobacconist tip of the week. El Fumo?
All right.
Certified retail tobacconist?
Yep. You want a preface real quick?
Preface?
Yes.
Yep. We got an email?
Yep.
There's a lounge lizard.
Yep.
I go to a lounge. I feel like I'm stuck. There's not a lot of lounges to go to. You know, this is the only one that's kind of within driving distance. And there's this terrible character that hangs out there and ruins my whole night. And I feel like, you know, it sucks.
Yep.
That was the gist of it.
Okay. So now this is where the tip comes in. So as somebody who's worked behind the counter and has also been a patron of many lounges.
Certified retail tobacconist.
Yeah. So
he's the brains.
No, not
really. I'm the looks.
So this tip is for the lounge. This is different this time around, not the smoker. So as somebody who worked behind the counter, it's like you've encountered some characters. And even on the other side at many, this is many lounges. I'm not, you know, I've been to many lounges. But every lounge has a character. Sometimes they're bearable. Sometimes they're just irritating the shit. So what I'm getting at is lounges also have a responsibility to the clients, the clientele, to make sure if you're advertising the lounge experience, it is your job to maintain that lounge experience. You know,
You're saying that like there's a responsibility.
Yeah. As a lounge.
The lounge has a responsibility to police the clientele.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's like, you know, there's always rules of etiquette and blah, blah, blah for the smoker. But now it's like, hey, it is your job to enforce those rules of etiquette and those unwritten ones as well. So many times have I seen it where there's one guy that's ruined it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, dude, you got to kick him out or you got to tell him that, hey, knock it off.
Yeah.
Like you have to. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Like you have to. Because I've seen it run away, you know, many clients. It's like, don't stick your neck out for $8 when you're losing 50, 60 on the side.
Right. Yeah. And so for everybody out there, I responded to this email and just told this patron, you need to talk to the manager. Don't talk to the tobacconist because they probably don't have the power to make any change. But, you know, ask to talk to the manager and be respectful and just explain your experience.
Yeah.
You know, don't fly off the handle. This is fucking bullshit. And, you know, the lounge doesn't owe you anything, but they want to know and they might not know. Right. Or it might be like, that's fucking it. You're the third person that's complained about this character. We need to take action.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. But also with the not owe you anything, but like if you are not only buying a stick and are a quote unquote member, even though it's a public lounge. It's like, hey, you're kind of paying for a fucking experience, though.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, the lounge might not owe you anything contractually, but the whole purpose of a lounge is to provide a space.
Right.
A safe space for cigar smokers. You know, and so if the lounge isn't providing that, that's a fail to the lounge manager, and they want to know.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't met a lounge manager yet that's like, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, because there's a line. There's always a line. Like, if somebody comes in and takes their shoes off and lights up a marijuana joint, it's like, no, get out, right? So we know there's a line.
Right. And even some lounges have rules against cigarettes, because a cigarette, no doubt. A little cigarette like this can outsmoke any cigar and ruin...
It ruins it.
Right.
Yeah, you shouldn't be... But, so, you know, some things that are, like, off limits, like, please leave your fucking political opinions at home. You know, this is common sense. Be respectful about sports. You know, like, you can talk
read
about...
Read the room.
Yeah, read the room, for sure.
Don't get sloshed at the lounge either.
Yeah, like, have a drink to relax and socially lubricate, but don't get fucking drunk.
Right.
And, you know, stuff
seen
like
that. Too.
Yeah. All right, we're starting to beat a dead horse here.
Right. Basically, as the manager / owner, whatever, the lounge, you have a responsibility to your patrons, to the clientele there. Yeah. So it's also your job to step up and be, you know.
And we know, you know, like, we have some... mutual experiences, you know, where a lounge was like, you took it too far. You know, I don't care how many thousands you spent here last year, you can't come back.
Right.
You know, and it's hard, I think. It's tough. It's got to be done.
You got to do it, man. Because you're, like I said, you're running away people and you're ruining the lounge. Like, it's your lounge, treated like so, you know.
And we are smoking the Trinidad Espiritu number 3 from Altadis Cigars, 6x54 box pressed Toro. Retailing for $13.29, featuring a really beautiful Mexican San Andres wrapper over Nicaraguan, which is the same as the Rocky we smoked last week. And these are totally different experiences.
Yeah.
Great, both of them great cigars. The Rocky was much more approachable and milder. This one is strong. There's a little harshness on the back of my throat here with this.
Yeah, there is. It's strong. It's Nicaraguan, man.
Yeah. Well, so is the Rocky, but it wasn't like this.
No.
I mean, you got to totally different. And if you want to know, like, what goes into blending, smoke these cigars back to back and you will see totally different experiences with tobacco from the same regions. So,
yeah,
pretty cool little cross compare. Yeah. All right. So we are jumping into the info segment on the show, and we are going to talk about parts of the tobacco plant. Now, we did this before on the show.
Right.
We're upping our game a little bit, and we have got, there we go. We've got a nice graphic for everybody. All right.
Yeah.
And so, that's too high.
Let's see if it can. Perfect.
How's that?
Yeah.
Right. And so, to introduce you to the parts of the tobacco plant, we have a special guest on the show today, Professor Schmott. And I am Professor Schmott. And I will be sharing with you the pot. Okay.
That's terrible.
So first of all, shout out to my daughter who made the artwork. Budding young artist. So thank you for that. And this is a tobacco plant. You got the dirt, you got the stalk, and you got flowers at the top.
Yep.
Sometimes they clip the flowers.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely all the time.
It's like neutering a dog. It does change the flavor, you know? Sometimes they leave them on, you know, there's all kinds of marketing and stuff that goes into that.
Yeah. And the point of clipping the flowers is because once that plant flowers, a lot of the plant's energy goes towards the flower and not the leaves. We want the leaves, not the flower.
Yeah. The flower is the sex organ of the plant. So naturally all the energy goes towards that.
That's right.
You know, propagation. That's nature. And so this top layer right here, this is the hero.
Yep.
And then you have a middle section. We're going to get back to that. And then the bottom is the velado. Mm-hmm. This burns much better, but it has less flavor, gets less sunlight. Now, in the middle, you got Viso right under the Lajero, and then Seca. However, there's really two different sort of types of cigar tobacco plants. So, Mr. CRT, you want to tell me about that?
The Seco and the Viso. It all depends on the plant. So, this here will get a little bit... medium to full sunlight, and then we'll go to the Lajero, which will get the most sunlight, which you'll get, this is where your Maduros, come from. Your Connecticut's come mostly from the bottom, which is your lighter shade. And then you have your shaded grown, which is the whole plant. It's just going to taste the same. So
right. So basically, some cigar plants basically have four sections.
Right.
Ligero, Viso, yeah. Seco, Velado. Some really only have three.
Right.
Ligero, Seco, Velado.
Yeah.
And some of that, like, it's not really like a specific strain or breed, but mm-hmm. the taller the plant,
right,
the more you can really divide it into yeah. four zones.
Yep. So it all depends, because you have your tobacco plants grow 4 to 6 foot tall. So they're actually pretty tall
yeah.
plants. But obviously, if you have a 6 foot plant, that's the one where you're going to have four sections.
Yeah.
You know, and then the 4 foot. And that's also intentional, by the way.
Not to scale.
Yeah, not to scale.
yeah,
and not colorful like that.
Right. And then it also refers, like, those are the sections, but it's also how it's harvested.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a 4 foot plant dividing it into four sections for harvesting,
yeah.
Kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
So typically, you know, the Velado will come off first.
Yeah.
And then you move up the stalk.
Yep.
Sometimes they leave the Ligero on pretty long. Now, about, what is it, 11%, 15% of tobacco plants present with two leaves at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The rest have three.
Yep.
If they present with two, that is called medio tiempo, the very top two leaves. And they leave those on the stalk. Now, medio tiempo means like half time.
Yeah.
But in actuality, they age them twice as long. And so they'll actually cut the leaves off the whole stalk and leave those two leaves. And they'll droop down and get brown and curly and curl around the stalk. And then they harvest those. And that's what they use to make the bejique, yeah. which is why that cigar is so expensive.
Yeah.
Because
it's just on there longer. It's more maintenance too. You got to be careful.
And it's only 11%, yeah. 15% of your plants, right? So you need a lot of plants to get enough to make a fucking crop,
right? And most, and then also it also depends on the plant. This is can also be the most expensive one, because that's where it's the bigger leaf, the wrapper, mm-hmm. the pliable comes
yeah.
from.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, your skill in blending comes from several aspects of the yep. plant. Basically, the higher up you go, the more flavorful.
Yep.
And the lower you go, the better it burns.
Yep.
Right. But also, you know, like your Ligero might add a bunch of strength, but doesn't burn very well, and you don't want to make a wrapper out of it.
Right.
Right.
It'll burn a little too fast sometimes, too, because of how dry.
And it's oily.
Yeah.
It gets, you know, so it's not burning as consistent as your Velado leaves do. So all of that changes the dynamics of the cigar. Now, you have specialists in the industry, and you know, they're growing wrapper leaves.
Yeah.
Right. Low in veins, typically. Now, the rustic cigar is getting more popular. The yeah. Pennsylvania broadleaf, mm-hmm. you know, wrapper, for example, has got thick veins and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But historically, you know, they're breeding them to have very small veins, and they're cutting them out where they think the yeah. flavor and elasticity crosses over
yeah.
correctly.
Those Amish right? have it down.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. they're killing it. So this is your tobacco plant. Thank you, Professor Schmott, for presenting that to us. Professor Schmott, there's a long story behind that. If you get me drunk enough, and I'll
okay. pay it. I don't know where those names come from, because some of that's like, I've never even heard of those.
Oh yeah, and then also I should mention that they use different words in Cuba.
Right.
Everyone knows what you're talking about if you say Ligero, Seco, and Velado, yeah. but they use different words.
It's very colloquial, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know what the hell Viso means in Spanish. I know what that means, but it doesn't.
What does Velado mean?
Velado means like somebody Velado. Very eccentric.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah. like you're just.
Yeah. It can't mean that referring to the plant, though.
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying. And then Seco obviously means dry, but it's not yeah. dry.
Yeah.
Ligero means like linear, you know,
yeah.
straight.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know where the names came from, but those are your parts. So we're going to have a quiz next week. Oh, here, can you drop your side a little bit? It's crooked in the camera. Yeah, finally fixed that. But so you basically have four zones, Ligero, Viso, Seco, Velado. But a lot of plants just have Ligero, Seco, and Velado.
Yeah.
And yeah, 4 to 6 feet tall. You can get lost in a tobacco field.
Yeah.
It's harder for me. I'm a little taller, but the folks that are growing it typically can get lost in a tobacco field. And, you know, this is color coded,
mm-hmm.
but really it's bright green. Like the backup plants are gorgeous. And then if you leave them on the stalk long enough, especially when you start harvesting the lower leaves and all the energy is just going into two or three or six leaves, they dry up and turn brown in the sun.
Yeah.
But they're really beautiful plants.
Yeah, they really are. Like I said, I've never seen a bloom in person.
Tobacco bloom, only in pictures. I've never seen one on plant.
Yeah. It is a beautiful flower, which is odd.
Well, it, you know what it looks like? It looks like a morning glory.
Really?
Yeah, like you know what a morning glory
is? Oh,
like
we have plenty at home.
Yeah, like that trumpet.
Yep.
It looks like that. I guess it's a weed.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Yeah, like technically.
But hey, it's a good smoking.
So we're smoking weed on the show. So that is your parts of the tobacco plant. Thank you, Vanna White, for your assistance. We'll just leave this in the background here. And there will be a quiz next week. So
that's right.
But this will help because, you know, we basically, when you smoke cigars nowadays, you're going to hear a lot of jargon. And we noted that I think it was the, was it the Rocky where they're talking about like, no, it was the CAO. On the site, they're like SLE Visa.
Mm-hmm.
In the filler.
Yeah, like I said.
So it, maybe you're like, well, what the hell is Visa?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's they're talking about where it came off of the plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's some of the education that we do on the show is so that you can kind of know what you're talking about and enjoy the hobby. So parts of the tobacco plant, that'll help with that. Now, when we talk about cigar taxonomy, Right.
That's the
There are several sets of language. Okay. These are parts of the tobacco plant. You need to memorize this so that when you see, you know, like triple ligero. Okay. Well, they're talking about, you know, binder, filler, wrappers, all ligero leaves.
Right.
But there's also how it's fermented and aged and processed. So you have Oscuro, you have Maduro, Connecticut refers to, technically it refers to a seed, but usually when they say Connecticut or shade grown, what they mean is it was grown under muslin so that the sun can't basically produce as much chlorophyll in the plants. So that's another set of words to understand is the processing of the leaves.
Yeah. So here's.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all the two types of tobaccos.
So about 40% is Ligero, the top 40%. Mm-hmm. Of course, Medio Tiempo is the top two leaves. Then you have the Corona and Centro Gorda. Then the Seiko is about the middle 50% and Velado is like the bottom 10%. So, and then the sand leaves, those are the ones at the very bottom because mm-hmm. they touch the sand.
Which legit give you a nerfy flavor.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. And yeah, while you're at it, just Google like parts of the cigar plant
mm-hmm.
and then click on images and you can learn a lot.
Yeah.
Also, Bespoke Unit
mm-hmm.
has a really good section on cigars. And they have something on there about parts of the tobacco plant.
Mm-hmm.
And they also talked about like some of the colloquialisms, mm-hmm. like Cuban words. I've got the Playboy Book of Cigars at home. I'll bring it in someday.
That's a collectible, man.
Yeah, it is. It's got the bunny punched out of the cardboard cover. Mm-hmm. Like it's a hole. But it also is a very good informative book.
Yeah.
I read it for the articles. It talks about that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having it in my collection. I don't know about Mrs. Fuma would like that. I have to convince her that it's for the...
Well, Mrs. Midas doesn't care. I mean, she thinks it's awesome and classy because, you know, Playboy was always classy. I don't even know if it's a brand anymore.
Not really. It's online. I don't know. I haven't looked at a Playboy in like over 15 years.
Not since, you know, I found them under Dad's... pillow or whatever, you know, back in the 80s before the internet ruined everything.
I wasn't there.
So we are smoking the Trinidad Espiritu number three, from Altidus. And this is a Mexican San Andres wrapper. enclosing Nicaraguan binder and filler, which are basically undisclosed, just says Nicaraguan. This 6x54 box press Toro retails for $13.29 here at Davidoff Cigars. Swing by and pick you up a stick or a box. And this is mid-full on the full side, I think.
Yeah, definitely on the full side.
Does it has a little harshness in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
It's strong. Vegetals picking up in the second third.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Still no spice. Like nothing spicy about it.
All right. First band test.
Okay, band test.
Hey, look at that. Beautiful.
Came out pretty good.
Yep.
So good.
Fruit pectin.
Very good. Well done, Altidus.
You know, I hear people pronounce it Altidus.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Altidus.
Yeah, the correct pronunciation is Altidus, but nobody's going to really care if you say Altidus. You know, kind of like potato, potato.
Better than Olivia.
Oh, yeah. So Oliva cigars, there's Oliva,
mm-hmm.
there's Oliva, and then there's Olivia.
Yeah.
So the correct pronunciation is Oliva. However, a lot of people say Oliva because depending on where you put the accent,
mm-hmm.
that's an actual last name.
Mm-hmm.
Oliva is a common last name,
yeah.
actually. But it'll have an accent over the O. And Oliva has an accent over the I.
Yep.
The cigar brand is Oliva.
Oliva.
And it is not Olivia. So if you want to make money with knockoffs, just start a brand called Olivia Cigar.
Yeah, the most known unknown cigar company ever.
The Olivia Siri V Trump.
Oh, good way to get sued.
Yeah. Anyway, however, it is very easy to pronounce Espiritu.
Espiritu.
Espiritu. Hey man, I'm from Pennsylvania. I can fuck up any word.
All right.
You give me a word, I'll fuck it up. So I think, you know, if you're into strong cigars, you got to try this. You know, I think you're going to be a fan. If you're not, I smoke everything and I don't dislike strong cigars. I'll smoke a Padron all the time. I shouldn't say that, but at least once a month, you know, that's not my default. My default is like the Cubanesque experience. I love the Casa Cuba, the Dias de Gloria, which is a little strong. But I like this. And I would say folks that don't like strong cigars, it's a strong cigar. For everybody else, man, you got to try this.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
The nuttiness and vegetal picked up in that middle third.
Yeah, those are definitely like the two flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that sort of like mineral earth is there. The sweetness dropped off.
Yeah, it really did.
In the second third. That's pretty much gone. It started out really sweet, I thought. The first few puffs, quarter inch, and then it just mellowed into like sweet earth. But that's pretty much gone. I will say that it is harsh on my tonsils.
Yeah, it's a strong cigar.
Which I don't have because I had them taken out. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My
tonsils are still there.
There you go. You're a whole man. He's got his tonsils and I got my balls, so...
Wait, oh, shit. Don't call me out like that.
That's a long story. And we definitely have to be drunk for that one. All right. That's a good coffee, man.
Yeah, really.
I will tell you, I think this pairs really well because the coffee, especially in the early part, the bitterness kind of offset the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But the coffee has a way of kind of mellowing out the cigar mm-hmm. without changing the flavor.
Right. It's like drinking like a whiskey or scotch with your cigar, but it's not
killing
it or changing it much. By the way, thank you, Teresa, for getting into coffee because this is the shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2C Premium. I got to get in touch with her. We need to get the ball rolling on our burn line blend. Completely unrelated to the show. You know who Henry Cho is, the comedian?
No. I've heard of the name, but...
Yeah, he's so cool because he's like some kind of Asian, but he looks like me. Like somebody from Minnesota or something. Like he wears like jeans and boots and a flannel shirt,
you know,
or something, or a plaid shirt. And he's clean. You know, you can take the family to listen to him. He's going to be in Hanover, Pennsylvania, in September, I think.
Oh, nice.
So I think I'm going to take the miss. So like the best seats possible with the drink package is like $50.
Oh wow, that's cheap. Yeah. Eichelberger.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's at the Eichelberger.
So yeah, I'm gonna try to take the list. This is a Saturday night, 7 o'clock. So maybe we can do tag team childcare.
Yes,
we could. get one babysitter.
It's your problem now.
Yeah, they're gonna charge her by the head now.
Jeez.
I think this is a must smoke for anybody that, you know, unless you're just having an aversion to strong cigars. This is really delicious and unique.
Yeah, not a beginner smoke.
Definitely. Not a beginner smoke. We'll wait for the rating, but I think the price point is pretty approachable nowadays for a Toro. So with that, why don't we go to break? And when we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week.
Let's do it.
You are listening to the crystal clear 50,000-watt channel voice of Burnline Podcast. Keep your dial locked in.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast, uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. And we are smoking the Trinidad Espiritu number 3. And we have got El Fuma with all of our cigar news of the week. What do you got?
All right, so something cool. So Cigar Bros, I don't know if you're familiar with that brand.
Cigar Bros, yep.
Yeah. So they're collab. It's like a triple.
Triple collab?
Triple 12 collab, like... Triple collab, 12 different cigar makers, though.
Yeah.
So so they're making, like, this tough box-looking humidor.
Okay.
And then collab with Boveda, okay. However you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
And it comes preloaded with that. And then your choice of cigar manufacturer. So Oliva.
Olivia. So you can select, like,
yeah, it's,
you choose, or they choose for you?
No, you choose. Sorry, real quick. Yeah, you can choose. Check this out. Like, that's kind of like what the box looks like.
Oop. Yep.
So, and then, like I said, it comes with a preloaded Boveda, whatever, Drew Estate, Oliva. So anything from the Drew Estate line, and it's like, look at how huge that is. Different ring.
Sweet.
Different size.
So it's a it's either a super large travel humidor,
right,
or like a small.
Yeah.
But it looks like a tough box.
Right. And it's, you know, Rockies in it, La Aurora, and just everybody. So perfect in time for Father's Day gift.
Mm.
It's not hateful, about 150, 200, but you get the sticks, the box, and Boveda stuff.
Nice.
So what they're touting it is, it's a retail box, so they're going to be at retailers or online, and it's just grab the box, ring it up, go home.
Sweet.
So I think it's cool as shit.
Like, so you basically, you configure it online, they ship it to your local retailer,
right,
and then you just show up and
direct ship to yourself, or they're already at retailers and just
pre-made.
Pick the box.
Cool.
So it's cool as shit. Like I said, walk in, perfect Father's Day gift if you're listening, kids. Yeah, so
that'll we're be fathers.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
And then, I don't know how to pronounce that. I've heard of the
Cro-Magnon.
Cro-Magnon. Yeah. Cro-Magnon Clovis is going to be heading to source. Check that out.
Okay. So this is, it's a interesting sort of barber pole.
It's a barber pole. Yeah.
So Cro-Magnon is like a pre-human hominid, mm-hmm, right? Clovis is interesting. The Clovis culture
is
like, yeah. And all we know them from is like their stuff. I think we might have like one or two bodies,
mm-hmm,
and it's questionable whether they're even Clovis. So disappearing North American culture. Right. And they were like, what, end of the Ice Age, like 12,000 years ago?
I think,
something like that.
And they had tools.
And they had tools, yeah.
Which is like, wait, they're not supposed to have tools.
Well, I don't know about that, but their Clovis points are pretty advanced.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Arrows. Like, they were like, they're not supposed to have this, is what they're saying. But back to cigar, this is not a unsophisticated cigar. This is like the Clovis people, sophisticated. So it's a Pennsylvania broadleaf, not Connecticut broadleaf, which they've used before, and a Sumatra hybrid binder and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua.
Interesting.
But it doesn't say what the, I'm guessing it's going to be Candela Barberful. That's what that green striping is.
Interesting. So
I'm guessing it's going to be the Pennsylvania broadleaf, but they don't say it. Hey, man, it's cool as shit. It's a 4x46. And oh, I like that price. Really? Yeah.
So that's a Corona.
870. Or they have in many
few,
different.
They have a few Vitolas. Yeah. Okay. 4x52. Those are short,
though. Yeah. But it's weird. That picture perspective makes them look huge.
Well, they might have a big Vitola.
Yeah. Oh, 5x56. There it is. That's why it's huge. But
it looks big compared to the 4x46.
Yep.
What else have we got?
So the other thing is, also, we already said at the beginning, Fat Boys opened their lounge.
Yeah.
Their new lounge. So fortunately, we weren't there.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And from what I hear, they have some collabs with some cigar providers that are like mm-hmm. really bespoke. So you can't typically get those at, you know, normal lounges.
Right.
So that'll be cool.
And then Dumbarton is shipping the tobacco and trust. It's the Sin Compromiso number 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dumbarton, you know, if you're not familiar, that's Steve Saka.
Yep.
And the Sin Compromiso 1, wasn't that cigar of the year?
A few years ago. Yeah.
So this is the number 4.
I did smoke the number 1. Dude, that's a great smoke.
It was a good smoke. So this I think it earned it.
Another big stick, 5x54. Mexican wrapper, San Andres, Ecuadorian binder, and Nicaraguan fillers.
Interesting. Be interesting to see.
Dude, that'll be a good.
I'll tell you, the best cigar that I ever smoked was the Saka Unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
$100 cigar, Presidente shape or Vitola, worth every penny. I bought 4 of them. There was only 998 available in North America.
Yeah.
To smoke for quality. Ooh. Or 998 total sticks in the world. I think 500 came to America, wow. North America.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
They made 1,000, 2 were smoked for quality control. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, high price point, and the shop that had them had 5, an allocation of 5.
Holy shit.
And I asked if I could buy them all, and he said, go fuck yourself. So I bought 4 of them.
Yeah, and this is going to be an $18 stick. So, but that is a big stick.
And that's pretty normal for a Dumbarton product.
Yeah.
They don't start with the price and work backwards. They just produce really good sticks and sell them for what they need to make a profit. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, 18 sounds about right for a Dumbarton.
Yeah.
Anything else in the cigar news of the week?
Nothing crazy.
Nothing worth talking about.
You're crazy like Elon. They are making a SpaceX Starship torch lighter. Really? So now they're getting into the lighter world.
All right.
So check that out.
It looks like a... It
looks a little Art Deco.
It looks like a...
Yeah.
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 It does. It's very...
It looks like the emblem on the old...
Phallic.
Yeah.
It's phallic. Yeah.
But you know what it reminds me of? The what's that one old Chevy car with that big emblem in the...
Oh, that was the Oldsmobile that had that.
Was it?
It had like the jet emblem in the front. Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
It does kind of. I mean, I got to get one, a SpaceX torch.
Yeah.
They'll probably sell out in like 30 seconds. All right. Well, thank you, El Fumo, for that cigar news of the week. Always keeping us on the cutting edge of cutting edge. It is time to get back to this cigar. And my bands came off perfectly. Big shout out to Altidus. This is bands done right. And I think you're right. I think they use fruit pectin. That is part of the smoking experience.
Yep.
It just is. And they did a great job. And we are smoking the Trinidad Espiritu number 3 from Altidus. We are smoking the 6x54 box pressed Toro featuring a Mexican San Andres wrapper with binders and fillers from Nicaragua. Interestingly, the same profile as the Rocky Patel Disciple that we smoked last week. Two very different cigars.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I think I like the Disciple better.
Yeah.
This is just stronger for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but worth smoking. I think everybody that likes a strong cigar should pick this up.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So kind of final tasting notes. I know that my the sweet D disappeared and the vegetal picked up.
Mm-hmm.
There's still like a little mineral earth component there. Some noticeable notes that are missing. I didn't get any leather.
Nope.
Now I'm still in the middle of my stick. So, you know, that could change. No spice. Nothing spicy, which is interesting with this Nicaraguan tobacco.
Not really any cocoa either.
No, nothing chocolatey. I got a little whiff of it in the first third, like in the first half inch, but it was like on one retrohale.
Yeah.
So I feel like not really a thing. Gorgeous and delicious Maduro wrapper. Any other tasting?
Not really. It hasn't really changed. It stayed the same for me. I'm in the final third now.
Mm-hmm.
Just the vegetal and that nuttiness are just so close together right now.
All right. Well, yep. Vegetal and nuttiness is kind of how it's looking like it's going to wrap up. And it is time to rank this cigar. So why don't we start with presentation? And I don't have the box out here this time, but it doesn't add much to the conversation.
No.
So what are your thoughts on presentation?
My thoughts on just the standalone of the stick. I want to give it a 9. Dude, just you don't even need a band on this thing.
It's gorgeous. It is an absolutely beautiful cigar and consistent throughout the box.
Yeah.
I had it at an 8. And part of that was just, you know, the box, it's just there. You know, it doesn't detract, it doesn't add.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked if the box had, like, I don't know, what's the story? Why is it called a spirit? You know, what's the difference between this and the number 2 and the number 1? Is there a QR code that I can go to a website that shows me all that stuff? You know, none of that has to do with the cost of construction on the box. And I feel like they could have done better.
Yeah. They said it was an ode to like Mexican heritage. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a San Andreas wrapper, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got the cactus on there and stuff. Yeah. But I think they could have done a lot more with the box. In a way that doesn't really affect cost.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So price at $13.29. This is not a cheap or necessarily affordable Toro. And again, you know, 6x54. It's a decent amount of tobacco.
Yeah, we're also paying a little bit more because of where we're at.
So we are definitely paying the Maryland tax.
Yeah. I would say under $13 everywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But either way, the price point, man, you're getting a lot of stick for the price too.
Well, I mean, it's the economy we live in. Like, mm-hmm. a Toro for $13 is pretty normal.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, the next question is, what else can I buy for that money? Mm-hmm. And that's how I kind of gauge value, right? So I got a pretty good value for the Fuente Casa Fuente because, man, finding something that delicious at that price point, it's kind of hard to do. I mean, $25, you know, you got your Padrones, but they're super strong. You know, you got a lot of gimmicky cigars that they're just charging money because it's supposed to be high end.
Yeah.
You know? So thoughts on price at $13.29.
I want to give it an 8.
8. I had a 7.
Okay.
So
we were pretty close.
Yeah. Pretty close on that one. It's not a bad price.
No,
but it's not good. So I just put it right between like average and good.
Yeah.
I do think it's worth it. All right. So, if I thought that, you know, I might pick up something else at the price point, I'd probably give it a 5.
Yeah.
But with the caveat that you're looking for a strong smoke, I think it's a little better than that. And that's why I give it a 7. So when we talk about construction, I've had 0 issues. The cap clipped beautifully. There's a little flakes here on the edge, you know, where that's very common in a box press because it crimps sort of the wrapper as you press it. No issues with the wrapper coming apart. The draw was perfect on both of our cigars. Nothing, you know, no tunneling, anything like that. No wrapper coming off. No holes. The band came right off. Didn't take the wrapper off with it. And so I've got it at a 9. And the only reason it's not a 10 is just this little flap I've got when I stick my mouth on it.
I gave it a 9 as well.
I think that's super fair. All right, so now we're digging into flavor. We've been talking about the flavor of the cigar throughout the show. I will tell you, the first third was super enjoyable. That sweet presence really rounded out the cigar.
Yeah.
Now, when that dropped off, I think the flavor was a little less awesome. But I also like the fact that it changed flavors. Yeah. You know, that's cool. Or at least, you know, it didn't like, it didn't throw anything new, except the vegetal really wasn't there until the second, third. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it doesn't have the complexity that we experienced in like the Gurkha Year of the Dragon or the Casa Fuente or something like that. But it has a good solid flavor.
Yeah, or the Rocky.
Or the Rocky, yeah. That had some pretty good flavor changes going on throughout it. Anyway, I came in at a 7 for flavor.
Same. I was expecting a little bit more, maybe a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
Throughout the smoke.
Yeah. It's not one note, but it doesn't change a whole lot.
No.
But it's a, you know, it's a good flavor.
Yeah.
So, and then let's talk about experience. So, you know, for us, we're in the lounge, we're hot box, and two guys that smoke cigars, and you know, we could talk knowledgeably about it, and we don't have any lounge turds in here.
No, to, we don't mess it up.
Hashtag tobacconist tip of the week. But use case. I think just from the strength, this is not a do anything else.
No,
you know, you're not like playing golf, maybe, but probably not. This would mess with my golf game.
It's definitely not a yard worker.
Definitely not that. I wouldn't walk the dog with it. At the price point, you know, I don't think you can use it in situations where you might have to trash the cigar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it's nothing like a gift, celebration, you know, anything special.
Like I said, not a beginner cigar.
Not a beginner. So I peg this as a back porch or lounge cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think the use case is a little limited on it. But it is also beautiful, which plays into the cigar experience. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I came in at a 7.
Yeah.
Like 5 is average, 10 is outstanding. I came in at a 7.
Yeah, I agree. 7.
Sounds about right. Yeah. So that brings the final score for the Trinidad Espiritu number 3 from Altadis Cigars to a 39.
Oh, cool.
So high 30s, just shy of 40. It's a pretty good score.
Yeah, it's not bad.
If I had to rate it ahead of time without going through each category, I probably would have gone like 38, 39. So I think we pretty much nailed it. What else have we got going on? Don't forget to reach out to us, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and let us know what you think and what you want us to do on the show. We will do our best to make this your show, and you might be featured on the Tobacconist Tip of the Week, or we might read your email. Of course, it has to be kind of readable for us to do that. Try not to put any personal stuff in there. And if you don't want us to read it on the show, then just say, don't read this email on the show. Also, please put that at the start of the email. That is all that we've got for you on this edition of Burnline Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you again next week.